proud to be the soundtrack of family road trips everywhere.
I'm having some trouble gaining intellectual stimulation from watching miles of corn pass before my eyes.
And now an exclusive episode from the Odyssey Adventure Club. This is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey, where wonder, excitement, and discovery are just around the corner. Are you ready? Come on, let's go for another adventure in Odyssey.
While walking by the Sea of Galilee, Jesus saw two brothers. Simon, who was later called Peter, and Simon's brother, Andrew, who were fishermen. They were casting a net into the sea, and Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." And going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, mending their nets in the boat with their father. And Jesus called to them, "Follow me." Kids Radio presents a chapter from the Book of Speculations. Stories that didn't happen, but could have. Today we're looking at a handful of fascinating characters from the New Testament. Men who were fishermen by trade, but heard the call of Jesus, and according to the Gospels, left their boats and families and followed him. Have you ever wondered why they did that? It's important to remember that these men came from the very same region around the Sea of Galilee, and it's possible they all had known each other since they were children. Did that have anything to do with how they responded to the call of Jesus? Let's open the Book of Speculations to find out. Oh, and just to be clear, we're not actually saying that this story ever happened, but it could have. Let's go back 2,000 years to a town called Capernaum and a synagogue there where an elderly rabbi, a teacher, is attempting to instruct a handful of boys about Hebrew scripture.
Before his death, Moses pronounced a blessing on the Israelites. He addressed each of the 12 tribes. Does anyone know what he said to the tribe of Judah?
Oh, I do.
Anyone?
Rabbi, me, I know.
I see your hand, James. I want to give someone else a chance to answer. Anyone besides James?
But I know.
Very well, James. What did Moses say to the tribe of Judah?
Hear, Lord, the cry of Judah. Bring him to his people. With his own hands he defends his cause. Oh, be his help against his foes.
Well done, James. He also addressed the tribe of Levi.
Rabbi, I know.
Allow me to ask the question before you answer it.
For they have observed your word and kept your covenant.
James.
They shall teach Jacob your judgments and Israel your law.
James.
They shall put incense before you and a whole burnt sacrifice on your altar.
Rabbi, I have a question.
Yes, Simon.
If Moses said God will defend us against our foes, then why hasn't God done it?
Simon?
How are the Romans, pagans who defy the Lord, allowed to swarm over our land and oppress our people?
The scriptures tell us that God will bring every deed into judgment.
But what is God waiting for? Where is the Messiah he promised would deliver us?
You think God has whispered in my ear the answer to such a question? No, certainly not since the last time you asked it. I say now what I said then. God is faithful and will keep his promise of deliverance. That is enough.
But when?
Is it for us to know the days and seasons of God? You're an impatient boy. It will cause you trouble if you aren't careful. John, you're making a face at me. What is that face?
I'm sorry, Rabbi. I was thinking.
About what?
What if the Messiah came today? Would we recognize him? How would we know it's really him?
Must you boys constantly confound me? We must simply trust and wait. God will reveal all things in his time. Now, before we are dismissed, recite for me from the law. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one.
You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, and your mind.
wasn't an hour. Why did the rabbi end our time so quickly?
You bother him with your enthusiasm, James.
And you annoy him with your questions, Simon. Over and over, the same one.
I will stop asking when he gives me an answer.
He has given you an answer. The Messiah will come when God sends him. That's all we need to know.
Meanwhile, the Romans keep us under their heels.
Why do you go on and on about the Romans?
He's been spending too much time with Joshua, that's why. Listen to me, Simon. Joshua is nothing but trouble. You watch. He'll wind up in prison.
Better to go to prison for your convictions than to hide safely behind a wall of scrolls.
I would choose the words of God over Joshua's convictions any hour of any day. In them, I have life.
Life. And a job you can do other than fishing.
It's true. I'd rather do anything than fish for a living. I don't deny it.
Well, that's good, because it's obvious, James. So instead, you want to be a rabbi. I can imagine it. John and I sitting patiently in the synagogue learning from you. Isn't that right, John?
I think he will shine like the sun.
What?
The Messiah. He will shine like the sun with the glory of God. That's how we'll know him.
The prophet Isaiah tells us...
Stop! Class is ended, Rabbi James.
Simon!
Did you hear that?
Simon, over here!
Those baskets are calling your name, Simon.
Joshua? What are you doing in that basket?
You aren't in trouble again, are you?
Do you see Levi?
Levi? No, I don't see him.
What have you done now, Joshua?
No more than he deserves. He's the son of a Roman-serving filthy tax collector who makes a living off the backs of...
Oh, please, don't use the gibberish of a zealot to cover your crimes. As the scriptures say, when there are many words, sin is unavoidable.
Yes, yes, whatever, James.
Ha! There you are!
Levi!
Come out of there, you thief! You coward!
Whoa now, Levi, calm down.
I'll calm down when Joshua gets out of that basket and gives me back my sandals.
They're my sandals, Levi. My father made these by hand.
As if your father would ever work so hard, Joshua.
What? You speak of my father? Simon, help me out of here so I can teach this pagan a lesson or two.
Come on, Joshua. Do your worst. Then you'll see what happens when the son of an official is attacked.
With pleasure.
No, stop, Joshua. Don't be a fool.
Hold on, Joshua. Do you want the wrath of Rome to come down on you for an insult from this unclean heathen?
You're right.
Huh, as if a boy who deals with fish all day knows anything about clean.
Be careful, Levi. I'm the only one keeping your clothes from getting bloody.
So you accuse Joshua of stealing your sandals?
He did steal them.
It's a lie.
I was on the shore and took them off to wade into the water.
Since when do you go into the water?
I saw something. Shiny.
Looking for coins. It's always about coins.
When I returned to fetch my sandals, Joshua had taken them.
The tide must have taken your sandals. These are mine.
Let me see the sandals, Joshua.
Look at your own sandals, James.
Give him the sandals. The day is wasting away.
Only because you're bigger than I am, Simon.
He's bigger than all of us.
You see, James? They're mine.
Your father made these, Joshua?
Yes.
Liar!
Put an end to this, James. I'm getting hungry.
Levi, I will give you the sandals if you promise to go quietly and not make trouble.
What? They're my sandals!
Stay back, Joshua.
Promise, Levi.
All right. I promise.
Take them and go.
No, James!
You don't need me to make trouble. Joshua will make it on his own.
What were you thinking, Joshua? Those were costly sandals, the finest leather and crafted skillfully. Not by your father's hands, nor with materials he could afford.
Levi's family has more than they need.
Joshua.
Why would you steal them?
I took them for my brother Demas. His sandals are falling off his feet.
There are better ways to help your brother than to steal for him.
Is it stealing to take from those who steal? You know as well as anyone what the tax collectors do to us.
I despise the tax collectors as much as anyone, but don't be so foolish, Joshua. They'll come down on you with a Roman fist if you provoke them.
Let them try.
Ugh.
Simon.
I don't have time, Joshua. I have to gut this fish.
Can't I help you?
Help me. What do you want?
Nothing.
Then pull that jar over here.
You're not saving the insides of the fish.
We use it as bait. How do you live in a fishing village and not know that?
There's more to know in life than what happens to the insides of a fish.
Whatever you say.
Everything stinks around here. How do you stand it?
I'm the son of a son of a son of a fisherman.
That's it? That's all you are, and all you hope to be.
I'm not in the mood for your zealot preaching, Joshua.
Levi's father Alpheus told my father the taxes will be raised again.
The tax collector will bleed every coin from our pockets if he has his way.
He has to keep his son in costly sandals.
If you're working up to another attack against Levi, I'm not interested. He's stuck with his father's trade just like I am.
I'm not thinking of Levi. I'm thinking of the one who sold himself out to the Romans.
Alpheus?
He stinks, Simon. Just like this fish. He's a Jew who has betrayed his people for money.
Sometimes I think you hate your fellow Jews more than the Romans.
It was at the hands of a corrupt Jew that my family suffered.
How?
Before I was born, my parents had a son. They lived near Bethlehem then. Do you know what King Herod did to the boys of Bethlehem?
I've heard rumors.
Herod had heard of a child born in Bethlehem who would become king. To hold on to his reign, he had all of the boys 2 years old and younger murdered. A Jew killed Jewish children. In the name of what? My father and mother have never stopped grieving.
I didn't know. I'm sorry, Joshua.
I don't want your sympathy. I want a friend who sees what I see and wants to do something about it. Jews hurting Jews for power and money should be stopped. If we send Alpheus a message, he might think twice before raising the taxes again.
What kind of message?
Meet me at the fish gate tomorrow and bring smaller jars of whatever you call this stuff.
Chum.
If Alpheus wants a portion of your work, then let's give him a portion he won't forget.
James, put out the lamp. I want to sleep, and you've studied enough.
There's no such thing as studying enough, John. Especially when I plan to talk to the rabbi tomorrow about my future.
The rabbi knows how smart you are. He knows your intentions.
Is that enough?
It has to be.
What if he decides against me? Would God give me the desire and the ability to be a rabbi and then refuse me?
Now you're asking questions no one can answer.
Don't compare me to Simon. My hope to become a rabbi is nothing like his hope for the Messiah to come.
Aren't both God-given stirrings?
What do you mean?
Well, both are a kind of hope. A hope to serve God or a hope to see God's promises fulfilled. Both come from God.
John, most of the time, I don't know where your mind is. What are you talking about?
Well, with hope comes a yearning and an impatience. I mean, don't you feel impatient for the Messiah to come? Don't you long for the day when you'll see him?
Standing in all of his radiant glory?
I've changed my mind about that. I don't think he'll shine like the sun. I think he'll look like any one of us.
Well, then how will you know him?
He'll be the fulfillment of everything I've ever hoped for and everything you've ever studied in those scrolls.
May God give you the eyes to see it.
The heart, James. I'll recognize him with my heart.
Careful with those jars. My father will have my hide if we break any.
Don't worry, I won't.
Who do you know that allows you to come to the top of the gate?
Others who want to see justice done. Perfect. Alpheus comes through the gate every day at this time. We'll dump the jars of chum on his tax-collecting head.
How do we get away without being caught?
Didn't you see the baskets at the bottom of the stairs? We can hide in those.
And the jars?
They'll be empty and lighter. We'll take them with us.
You've thought of everything, haven't you?
There's Alpheus. Right on time. Get ready.
Careful.
Almost there. And now! It's not enough.
Let's go.
No. He deserves worse.
Joshua, let's get out of here.
I hope you die, Alpheus, you traitor!
Joshua, what have you done?
Now we can go.
Is he dead?
Hurry!
You shall not hate your brother in your heart, but you shall reason frankly with your neighbor, lest you incur sin because of him. You shall not take vengeance or bear a grudge against the sons of your own people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord.
Ah, well, very good, James. You are a remarkable student. You've worked hard and have studied more than I ever expected of someone your age.
I've tried, Rabbi.
It has not escaped my attention that you would like to become a rabbi.
If you believe I am worthy.
Well, do you think you are worthy?
Yes. Ask me to recite any passage in the Torah.
Well, your knowledge and abilities are without question. But, dear boy, anyone can know the scriptures and memorize them and recite them with the tongue of an angel as you do. There is another quality a rabbi must have. It's a quality I don't see in you, James.
What quality?
Humility.
I'm humble. I'm the most humble person I know.
Had you said that with a smile, then I would have hope for you.
So, you're rejecting me?
Learn to fish, James.
I hate to fish.
Learn to love it, if only as a service to God. It will help you become humble. It will prepare you.
Prepare me for what?
For the time when God will call you again. And in your heart, you'll know it is the right time to respond. And you will.
Oh.
There he is, Centurion. That's him, Simon.
You, boy.
Me?
You attacked my father.
That's crazy, I did not.
Were you at the fish gate this morning, boy?
I don't have business there at that time of day.
Then why did we find this shard from a jar? The same jar that was purposely thrown and hit Alpheus the tax collector in the head.
I can't account for shards of jars.
It has the mark of your family on it.
Quiet.
Jars are stolen from our boats all the time.
Where is your father? Will he attest to the stolen jar and your whereabouts this morning?
My father is at sea, working.
Ask him about Joshua.
Have you seen this Joshua today?
There's no reason I should. We're not close.
Liar! Your best of friends!
He's not my friend!
Come with me.
Where?
To see the prefect.
No! No, if anything happened this morning, then Joshua did it alone. I had nothing to do with it.
We'll see about that.
How many times do I have to say it? I don't know what happened this morning. I had nothing to do with it.
Yes, yes. I've never met a Jew who knew anything when it comes to these kinds of attacks. They simply happen by unseen forces. What is your name, for the record?
Simon, son of Jonah.
Simon Bar Jonah. I believe that is how you people say it.
Yes.
Enter.
Prefect.
What is it? All right, bring him in. Fortunately for you, the tax collector is recovering. Had he died, well, you should consider yourself blessed by the gods.
Yes, sir.
This is the other boy, Prefect.
Joshua,
do I know you?
What do you have to say for yourself, boy?
It was a prank. That's all. I meant to dump the fish on his head, but the jar slipped and hit him.
How did you come by the jar with the markings of this boy's family?
I stole it from their boat last night.
I want you to consider very seriously what you're saying. Rome takes a dim view when it comes to one of its officials being attacked. If anyone acted with you, then it is better for you to speak now.
I acted alone.
All right. Centurion, take him away.
Yes, Prefect. Come along, boy.
Wait. What's your full name, for the record?
Joshua, son of Abbas.
Joshua Bar Abbas. Very well. Go away. Well, Simon, you may be grateful for your innocence or the lies he just told on your behalf. His eyes tell me he is a liar. There is no truth in them at all. You may leave, and I hope to never see you again.
Yes, sir. What will happen to Joshua?
Rome will be merciful, if you consider a long time in one of our prisons a mercy.
You
You should be thankful, Simon. God was very gracious to keep you from going to prison.
God? My lies. Joshua's lies. I don't think God had anything to do with it.
God has everything to do with it. Do you think he was asleep? You were spared. What will you do with that? What have you learned?
I've learned that it's better for me to keep my eyes on the fishing nets, John. I'll stay away from zealots and their wild ideas. And I may take our times with the rabbi more seriously. You always said I should, James. I just wish I had listened.
I took our times with the rabbi very seriously, and where did it get me? He told me to become a fisherman.
Then we shall be faithful Jews and the best fishermen. Glory be to God in both.
Where will that lead us?
God only knows. But if it's going to lead us anywhere, I hope we'll have the good sense to follow.
Jesus was standing by the Lake of Gennesaret, and the crowd pressed in on him to hear the word of God. He saw two boats by the lake, but the fishermen had come out of them and were washing their nets. Jesus asked him to put out a little from the land. From there, he sat down and taught the people. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." And Simon answered, "Master, we worked all night and caught nothing. But at your word, I will let down the nets." And when they had gone out and put down the nets again, they caught a large number of fish, so many that their nets began to break. They called to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. Both boats were filled with so many fish that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw the catch of fish, he and James and John, the sons of Zebedee, were astonished. Simon fell down at Jesus' knees and said, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be fishers of men." And when they brought their boats back to shore, they left everything and followed him. And that ends this chapter from the Book of Speculations. The story we've told didn't happen, but it could have. Who knows the many ways that God is preparing us, even as kids, for the moment when he calls us to follow him. Are you ready? I'm John Avery Whittaker, and you've been listening to Kids Radio.
Even as children, Jesus' disciples were being shaped into the men that God would later use to lead his church. They were being prepared for their important relationship with him. Mark 3 says that when those Jesus invited came to him, he appointed 12. They were to be his companions. We don't know how God is working in our lives every day to get us ready for what's ahead. He may need us to feel the sting of loss so that we can help others who are hurting. He may need us to learn patience so that we can keep going on a difficult task. Or he may need us to simply learn more about how he works so that we can be better disciples. One thing is for certain. When Jesus calls us to him, he calls us into a unique and beautiful fellowship. He calls us to be his friends, his companions. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Follow Me, an Odyssey Adventure Club exclusive, was written by Marshall Younger and Phil Lawler, and directed by Phil Lawler, with sound design by Jonathan Crow and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Andre Stoika, Charlie Koontz, Griffin Burns, Brandon Gilberstadt, Zach Allison, Sage Ryan, and Keith Ferguson. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.